Praise the Lord for the invitation to join this body of Christ. And I came on just a few minutes ago, and I see how faithful and prayerful the whole group is, and I feel very blessed to be in your midst today.
Jeff, give a face to Tom to translate. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. 我之前刚刚来到线上的时候感受到这个祷告的火，你们衷心的祷告，很高兴来到你们中间。Okay,
I just shared my screen. I just want to ask if you can see it.
我在这里来看大家有没有看到我在这里所分享的这些，看得清楚吗？
Yes.
Okay. I want to also start off by saying that Fred is someone that I have come to know in early 2021, and I really believe that that God brought Fred into my life at the right time in my life, at a point when I needed to have access to the various networks of connections that he has, and I will go through that, with the Zoomay training, the Life of Christ training. These are all very important points that I very much needed early on in 2021. Faith, do you want to translate that? Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, 我是在2011年的年初和明发弟兄认识的，也谢谢明发弟兄把我介绍到不同的这些连接上，包括介绍我来上这个天国项目，还有基督生平等等。Okay.
So I'm gonna present my testimony in these segments. Pre-baptism, after baptism, a segment of my life that I would describe as time in the desert, and then a couple of years of transformation that God brought me through, becoming a born again Christian, and then the training and the ministry that God has opened up for me to participate in.
我下面就要来做我的见证。 我这个见证呢，就是根据我分享上你们看到的几个部分，一个是受洗前、受洗后，有一段时间我在旷野，还有就后来神带领我进入这样的转化，里头有包括我是怎么样重生得救的，还有后来经历这个培训和进入事工。
Even became before I came to know Christ and was baptized, God's grace was evident throughout my life.
在我这个受洗重生得救之前，神的恩典还是在我的生命中。
Just so a little bit about my early life. I was born in Shanghai. I left at the age of 5, moved to Africa. My father was brought up in a Catholic faith family. My mother is a Buddhist. Because of a serious car accident in Africa, which caused my brother to need to come to America for surgery, I came to America to pursue my studies at the age of 15.
我是生在上海，5岁的时候去非洲。那我的爸爸是个天主教徒，我妈妈是个佛教徒。那在非洲的时候，我的兄弟经历了一场车祸。 因为这场车祸，所以他就来到美国治疗。那我也跟着来到美国上学，15岁的时候来美国上学。
And so I graduated from college, started working in the financial sector, but I had always wanted to work at the grassroots level. In college, I was very much of a student activist, and as an immigrant, I found myself being confronted with having to find myself finding a place in this new country. And so this is how I then started working at the the Chinese American Planning Council, Hua Zihui, and how I met my wife, who is a several generations Christian.
我就是在美国上大学毕业，我在金融这个行业工作。那实际上我在刚在学校的时候，我就在一些方面是一个倡导者，或者说是一个怎么讲，激进分子嘛，比较倡导一些理念。那我后来也参加了刚刚讲的那个会，没听清楚。也在之中我认识了我的太太。然后我的太太是好几代的基督徒，他们家是好几代的基督徒。
Yes, and so we married and we had our first child. That was before my baptism. At that time, looking back, my level of maturity in Christ was obviously very low. I was quite selfish, self-centered, even very prideful. I had grown up in a family which taught me to seek worldly treasures, you know, to make money, to have a stable job. And I still remember how after college, my pride caused me to think that I had made it even better than my parents because coming out of college, I was already earning more money than my parents.
我实际上我跟我太太结婚，我在受洗之前我已经跟我太太结婚了，也有第一个孩子了。那我当时实际上是没有任何不认识基督，也没有任何这样子的成熟度，那我是自私的、自我中心的、骄傲的。那我的家族呢是信奉这样子追求啊，追求这样子的金钱啊、财力。所以啊，到我毕业的时候，我心中是骄傲的，因为我毕业的时候，我挣的工资已经比我的爸爸妈妈还要高。
Yeah, so I very much measured my self-worth according to my worldly achievements, and I was very happily trying to climb to the top of that world. As a result, I easily fell for temptations. I received plenty by God's grace, even during that part of my life. But I was not a cheerful giver. I knew and believed God is out there at that time, but I never opened my heart to God.
我当时是追求世上的成就啊，一直的想往上爬，也在其中过程里头呢，就是也有跌倒，也容易也会受到一些诱惑，而且呢，我心中是是不慷慨的，可能是有些抠门的。Continue please.
But I was blessed to have married a Christian wife, and so I made the decision to be baptized in 2007 at the First Presbyterian Church of Palisades Park in New Jersey.
我真的是很蒙福，能够娶一个基督徒的太太，也在2007年的时候在第一长老会受洗。
Okay, so that was in 2007. Can everybody see that picture?
大家可以看到这个照片吗 ？Yes, yes, we can.
Okay, yeah. So that's Pastor David Tang. That's me, my wife, and our first child, daughter Faith. When I received my baptism in, I believe, in June of 2007.
在2007年6月7号的时候，我受洗。你们这里可以看到，这是彭牧师为我们为我受洗。看到是我有我太太，我还有我的第一个孩子。
At the time of my baptism, looking back, I was quite evidently still very much of a baby in Christ. You know, very low maturity. God was certainly moving me in His direction, but I wouldn't say that I had opened up my heart fully to God. That the Holy Spirit had filled my heart to a great extent because I didn't let God to really enter my heart even at that time. I was just at the very beginning, a lower level of maturity in Christ.
那我刚就是受洗以后呢，我还是一个小婴孩，在这个信仰里头是个小婴孩，而且我也没有向神来完全的敞开。 所以这个程度是有限的啊，还不是很成熟。
So as a result, about 2 years following my baptism, at that time we were living in New Jersey. My family and I was working at in downtown New York City in Chinatown at Huasuhui Chinese American Planning Council. So because of work and also finance, and you know, because I was working at this job, my wife at that time was not working. My family moved to Brooklyn.
就是我在受洗后两年，那时候我是住在新泽西，但是我的工作是在是在纽约的下城，在华社会。那我当时是我工作，我的太太做家庭主妇，后来我们就搬到布鲁克林。
And during most of the time we spent in Brooklyn, we attended the Brooklyn Chinese Community Church. During that time, my two sons were born, so now we have three children. And eventually we moved to Long Island, also because of work and finance.
就是那时候呢，我们就是到了另外一个教会，就是当地的教会，是华人，中国华人社区教会。也在那个时候呢，我们有了三个孩子，我的儿子也出生了，后来就搬到长岛。
So it was a time which was kind of unsettled for our family. We were moving quite a bit. My daughter, who is now a senior in high school, would joke about how her early memory of childhood was just how frequently we would move around.
那时候的生活还没有安定下来。那我的女儿现在已经是高中的高年级的学生了。她的记忆中，就在她小时候，家里好像频繁的在搬迁。
I call that time in my life, the time in the desert because I really hit some really, dry and rough patch, in my growth in Christ.
我称那段时间是我生命中的旷野的时候，因为在那时候好像一段干涸的时候，那段人生干涸的时候。
For about a period of 7 years, in Brooklyn and also after moving to Long Island, we did not really have a home church. And I personally did not read the Bible often during that time.
在那个七年，就是我们在布鲁克林和长岛的这个七年里头，就是我们实际上是没有是固定去教会聚会，我也不常常读圣经。
So my soul was quite dry. And as a result, there were quite a few challenges that happened in my life. These were rocky times in my marriage. My wife and I seemed to have the same issue over and over again, and we would fight and argue over the same issues over and over again. And it's a past pattern, which really persisted throughout that period of time.
Sorry, 在那个时候我们确实也遇到了生命中的挑战，那段干涸的时候是很困难的一段时间，那我和我的太太常常为同样的问题一直在争论争执。
Instead of seeking refuge in God, I took refuge in my own emotional needs, self-pity, pride, and I also hit and try to validate my own life through my work, which in worldly definition, I did well because I went up through the ranks and eventually became a dean at a community college in Queens.
Okay. 在那段时间我没有依靠主，而是好像是好像心中想要寻求感情上的一个帮助，然后也是心中是自怜的，而且是拼命工作以工作来慰藉，而且我当时工作也做得很好，我在一个社区大学里升到是系主任这样的位置。
But because I neglected my faith in God and really took refuge in my own comfort zone, I became more self-centered. I decided that, you know, I probably, you know, I blame my wife for any time that we had an argument. And as a result, I also grew more distant from her. And I also hurt her as a result.
因为我自己当时没有坚守我的信仰，一直在寻找自己的舒适区，我就变得更加以自我为中心，而且我常常责怪我的太太，而且跟她好像越来越远离了，好像跟她的距离越来越远了。
And these are the times when Satan would really catch us. And this is also when frequently I would fall into temptation, which really became a place of comfort and selfishness for me. But I could see that every time, and I would fall into temptation and I would sin against God, I can see that how it would also hurt my family, you know, my wife especially.
那时候的撒旦就把我抓住了，而且我也常常会落到诱惑里头、试探里头，寻找自己的舒适，那就会得罪神，而且尤其让伤害我的家庭，尤其是伤害我自己的妻子。
I was a Christian, but I was really just acting out my Christianity. I did not really have Jesus in my heart.
虽然我是个基督徒，但是是一个表面上的基督徒。主耶稣并没有真正的在我的心里。
So, the period of transformation that I'm now going to talk about really started in early 2019, when God shook me out of my comfort zone. I was out of a job.
我真正的转化是从2019年开始的，当时我就是好像失业了。
So my initial reaction to having been put into this kind of situation was, and I'm using a template from I think it's a psychological template to...human response when something drastic happens in one's life. So initially, I was in denial. I tried to get back to a similar job, you know, prestigious job as soon as possible. That was really in early 2019, as soon as I was out of a job, that was my first and only priority.
在2019年我失业了，那之前是我的生命中的首位。那我起初的反应呢，就是一个人的反应，赶快再去找一份好工作。
But when it didn't happen, I became frustrated. The right job was not coming, and having grown up, having been brought up in a way that taught me that I needed to have a job, I needed to have a job to have a secure future, I was getting very frustrated.
Okay, 我当时心中非常泄气，因为我们的理念就是要一份好工作，这样子有安定，所以我很泄气。
And that frustration, yes.
I'm so sorry. I need to go to work, so I will share this translation to Fred. 因为大家我下面要去上班，所以我请林发老师继续翻译。Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So my frustration would translate sometimes into anger, and I would sort of let that anger out in an unfair way to my family, and I would hurt him, even though it was really something that I was feeling out of frustration that really came out of anger.
所以在这样的一个失望呢，就变成生气，然后就变成很多的伤害在家庭的当中。
And my reaction would be, you know, how, like, I would not understand. It's like, how could I hurt my family even though that was not really my intention? I thought I was, again, I was self-justifying myself, and I did not really understand the condition that I was in.
对，我实在也不是很清楚为什么，在我生气，在我失望的时候，我的反应却是，对家人的伤害更深，因着自义的关系。
And eventually, out of self-interest, I would pray to God and ask God to please get me back into a prestigious job.
所以，再一次转而寻求神的时候，求神再一次帮助我在工作在人际关系当中再次来恢复我的信心。
When that didn't happen over time, I believe I grew into depression. I woke up in the middle of the night feeling like I couldn't really breathe. I had panic attacks because I was worried about my future.
在期待那样的事情发生，那慢慢的也我就开始变成一个忧郁一直缠绕着我。
Eventually, I learned not to think about my future based on worldly standards. Eventually, I submitted to God not because I wanted to.But because I had no choice. And having not succeeded, I was really a broken man based on the world standards that I grew up with.
因为对这样的一个改变期待没有发生所以我对我的未来就这样失去了一个盼望就慢慢的连这个世界生活的标准也没有办法去跟得上。是我没有办法，不是我不要，那就一直在这样的一个光景之下。
And I really hit a low point, in October 2020, right before my birthday. And it was a low point because my life kind of flashed in front of my eyes, and I thought I was even going to lose my family.
所以在最低点的时候，大约是在2020年的十月，那时候是我的生日，我的生命几乎是到人生的最低点的时候。
At the same time, God's grace really picked me up. At that lowest point, God's grace picked me up. He brought me into His comfort, out of my comfort zone. He brought me into His comfort zone.And he really showed me what his grace is all about.
这个时候神的恩典呢神就出手了向我显现让我在最低潮最低的时候神又把我拉拔起来从我不是很舒适的一个环境把我带到神的要我给我一个很舒适的一个安全的一个地方。
I really felt at that time that I was at the precipice of a cliff and God held me back and brought me back to safety under his wing of protection.
所以因着神的介入因着神的保护把我从一个悬崖把我拉回来让我能够再次他在他的安全的带领之下。
So really, in my time of greatest need, and as it has always been in my life, but my eyes and my heart were really opened at that time in October 2020. God was there, is there, and I've learned that I need God in my life because only He can provide.
所以在2020年的十月，在这样一个低潮神的圣手介入的时候，让我开始学习如何完全的来仰望神，我所有需要的一切他都一个一个供应。
So I emerged from that time with a changed heart and attitude. Since then, I have not.Gone back to a regular job, you know, a 9-to-5 job. I still remember how back in early 2019, after being out of a job, and going on a Tuesday morning to the supermarket, I would feel very much out of place because I felt that I should be at a job, you know, behind a desk working. That's how much my mind, had been, determined by, sort of the ways of the world.
因为这段那样的一个光景之下，我的心我的态度开始转变即使我还是没有一个正规的一个工作因为在2019年的工作不见了，不过在那个时候我的心境是很复杂的在各个不同的环境当中。
But God has been faithful throughout. He has provided for our needs. And even during those couple of years since being out of the job, even though I have not gone into a regular job, I have not had to worry about finance at all.
但是从那个时候神就一直对我非常信实虽然我到后来一直还是没有一个很好的工作或是一个正常的工作，但是我所需的一切他都充足的供应。
And I've also learned not to measure the security of my future based on how much money I'm making in the present, but more to measure the security of my future by faith in God.
所以我不再用以前的思维来衡量一个安全感未来的安全是根据在金钱上，而是根据在信心的功课上。
So rather than occasionally reading the Bible when I am in need, I realize how much I'm in need of God's word every day. And so I would read the Bible every day, almost, but certainly more frequently than before, out of a sense of thirst for his word.
所以从那时候我就开始固定的读圣经，而且是比以前呢频繁的很多也开始慢慢有个渴慕的心来到神的面前，渴慕他的话语充满我。
And so, realizing how much I need God every day of my life, I made the choice, today I am blessed to say that I'm a born again Christian. Looking back, the choice that I made to leave that comfort zone that I was trapped in, that was wrapped around several layers of temptations, that over and over again in my old life, I would fall back into. That was a pattern that I needed to make the choice to break out of.
所以在这样一个生活的学习的过程当中成长信心一直在成长越来越觉得我需要神需要神的智慧来让我做最好的决定，所以我就变成一个重生得救的基督徒也开始在学习如何面对各种不同的试探的挑战，能够仍然靠主信心站立得住。
So God says to store to make sure that you store your treasure and in heaven. And I needed to break out of the pattern and to get rid of those treasures that I had stored in the world that were still very much embedded in my heart.
所以我要开始从我内心的深处把这样的一个以前的领受以前的思维变成一个属天的能够把财宝积在天上而不是积在地上这对我来说是一个很大的学习很大的一个转化。
And I still remember as soon as I made that choice, because it was something that I had always known that I needed to, a step that I needed to take in order to fully, finally break out of the pattern of having to be caught up in my sinful nature. As soon as I made that choice, and I'm sure many of you who are born in Christ understand that experience, I feel finally that a very heavy sense of burden being lifted off my heart.
所以当我每次做那样一个抉择，每次要如何来战胜这以前这样的一个充满罪恶的这种思维然后变成一个越来越讨神喜悦每次我做了这样的一个决定，我就发现我以前的这个捆绑这个重担就一个一个脱落就被释放出来。
So for the first time in my life, I felt cleansed.
所以第一次我觉得我人生呢变成一个是一个洁净的。
And God also, during that time, of course, COVID-19 happened. As it shook up a lot of people's lives, it also shook up my life. And we also got back in touch with Pastor Pang. Because of COVID-19, he started doing his sermons online, which we were able to view back in early 2020.
所以啊，因着疫情的关系，很多人生命生活都被改变了啊，我们也被改变了。那在这样的一个学习的过程当中又，又听到彭牧师因着这样疫情，他们的崇拜也改在网上啊，所以他们又从2020年又开始可以在网上能够。跟着弟兄姐妹连结，能够参与这样网上的崇拜。
And so praise the Lord, I have since been growing in Christ. And in early 2021, I met Fred at Crossroads Church in Patterson, where he was helping out with reaching out to the Muslim community there, along with Pastor Sarah.
所以从2020年就这样一直在成长，然后2021年的年初啊，遇到我在那个Patterson 那个教会，然后就从那里开始也遇到 Sarah， 那就开始就参与一个新的一个事工。
So the time I was there, on that Saturday morning, we were going to do a prayer walk, and I.Did not really know what a prayer walk was, so I think I shared that with Fred, and Fred came up to me and said, "Hey, you want to learn about prayer walk? Come and join our Zoomie training."
So he first 跟我在Patterson 那个教会遇到的时候，那一天的星期六早上我们就在教导如何来走导，然后就遇到我，那我就跟他说，诶，要不要一起来走导啊？我们可以用各不同的方式来走导。
So I was living in Long Island. I was, you know, I was going to church in New Jersey, but of course that's quite a bit of a commute. And to really be able to have access to the Zoomie training online, for me was a very important step.
所以因为他是住在Jeff 住在 Long Island， 那教会是在新泽西，那也这个交通各方面也不容易处理，那刚好天国项目是可以在网上课程他就这样就开始来跟我们学习天国项目。
As a born again Christian at that time, I was thirsting for God's you know, for knowing more, and how I can, have God's presence, around me all the time. And so, Fred was a person that God brought into my life and connected me with at a time when I was really had that thirst for wanting to connect with God's kingdom.
嗯，感谢主啊，能够在那里认识黄老师，然后也因着这样，他是在这样一个重生得救的这样的一个过程当中，那他越来越渴慕，越来越想要认识耶稣基督更多更多的来经历神的同在，神的大能也经历传福音的这样一个好处。
So in addition to prayer walk, you know, learning about the 333 format, and also learning, from my brothers in our accountability group. And that really, provided me with the discipline to proceed from that point on my own.
所以在这样的一个天国项目里面所学到的这些工具啊，不论是走导，不论是三合一的，不论是守望互勉小组的操练也因着这样让他能够越来越 有的完整的来学习如何成为一个成熟的基督精兵。
So even though the Zume training was 10 sessions and it was in early 2021, I felt like it provided me with that kickstart and to really read the Bible with a thirst for how to practice my faith.
因为天国项目是十堂课在2021年的年初才开始对我来说是一个新的一个展望然后因着这样我也建立了一个读经祷告这样的一个习惯也能够操练如果把所学的经文用活化在生活当中这是一个新的一个领域。
And, in turn, I sought opportunities to be able to serve in God's kingdom and at FPC. My wife and I led the Good News Carnival during the summer of 2021. I'd like to share this newsletter that I created for First Presbyterian Church describing the Good News Carnival. And Fred actually came to one of them as well. Even though it was slightly rainy, I think we still had a good time. And these are some of the pictures of the Good News Carnival. That was taken from the July event.
所以接下来大家看到这个海报是七月的时候好消息的嘉年华会啊是在那个彭牧师的教会所举行的是Jeff 在主导的啊这个可以看到这些他们整个进行的过程当中我们当中也很多人也去参与。
So this was really the first outreach event that that I think God really led me to work on. You know, we've learned a lot from that since, and really praise the Lord for the opportunity to serve under His kingdom.
这也是我们第一次尝试开始往外发展去传福音，给我们一个很大的学习跟体验。再次为这个献上感恩。
I want to end by saying that I'm really starting to see how God planned for me is really unfolding step by step. And I look back to each of the steps that I have gone through that period of transformation as one leading to another.
从这样一个往回看，那我就看到神的圣手在这样一个永恒的计划当中竟然给我一个一个就是一步一步的渐进式的启示让我走到一步他给我启示另外一个走到一个阶段他又给我另外一个启示所以神的祝福神的恩典神的同在也帮助了我在这个生命的转化过程当中帮助非常的大。
So, towards the end of summer, there came an opportunity for us to be able to host an international student from China.
在暑假要结束的时候他有个机会在下一步的启示神给他机会能够参与国际学生的一些会议。
That opportunity came through a relationship that I have with a music conservatory not too far away from where we live in Lyon.
这个机会是来自以前他跟那个一个音乐的一个学院呢有一个关联那就因为这样就搭上线。
So we were they were thinking about you know bringing some students from China to study music and I was in discussion with them about finding schools that will be able to sponsor the students to come over study in high school and also study music at the music conservatory.
所以因为这样的连结Jeff 有机会能够跟国内要来美国学习音乐的能够再找学校找那些支持者这些高中的学生来到美国以后整个学习整个的情况的安排。
And so I was looking to schools around where we live in Long Island and I found a Christian school called the Lutheran, Long Island Lutheran High School.
所以在帮他们找学校的过程当中，他就发现在龙安镇有一个路德会的这样的一个基督教的一个学校可以帮助这些学生从中国大陆来的。
But because of the surge in COVID-19 cases in the summertime, I didn't really think that it was going to happen for this year.
但是因为疫情的关系本来想说这应该不会在暑假就发生。
But towards the end of summer, this music conservatory came to us and said, you know, we might have a family that is interested in having a student come over to study in the United States, and our family could host them.
但是没想到在暑假结束之前，竟然就有家人有一些人家庭。愿意来帮忙参与这样一个让中国的这些高中生来到美国学音乐学院来学音乐。
So, towards the end of summer, really in a matter of only about a month, month and a half, I went back to the Lutheran school. They said, yes, we would consider, even though it's really past the application deadline, that they would consider the student,that they needed to go through the interview, which the student passed. Her name is Iman, and she passed, she went for her visa application. She failed the first time, but she was able to get the visa on her second interview. And now she's actually living with our family. She is not Christian herself, but praise the Lord, her parents have supported her to come to the United States.To study at a Christian school and to live with our Christian family.
所以在这样的过程当中，神很奇妙，才在短短一个月半的时间，所有事情都成就了。一个学生，她的名字叫伊曼，这个女生她也在这个申请的过程当中，两次去拿签证，最后就拿到。那也来到美国，他虽然不是一个基督徒，但是开始就在这个路德会的这个教会的学校就开始在那里学习，也住在我们家。
So the picture that you see on the screen was taken on this past Sunday where we went to upstate New York for some apple picking, and this is myself, my wife, my oldest daughter.Our two sons, and this is Iman. And so our family now, has grown from 5 to 6.
这个照片是上个礼拜我们带的这个女孩子 Iman, 然后还有我们全家带太太还有小孩还有这个 Iman, 一起去采苹果在上周去拍的照片。
So I just want to end my testimony just by saying how amazing God's love and grace has been in my life. I don't deserve it. At the same time, He has always been there for me, and His grace and amazing love has been overflowing in my life. And ever since I've made that choice of following Christ with my whole heart,I can see His plan for me unfolding step by step, and I look forward to continuing to following God, knowing that He has my whole life planned for me, that there's nothing that I need to worry about.
所以我往回头一看真的是再次感恩有这样的一个见证再次来见证神的爱是不离不弃的他的恩典的爱持续的在我的生命当中神迹其实很奇妙的发生当我需要我一个哭求在那里来求告他他就应允我然后带领我飞越这所有一切的风暴也帮助我在灵命的成长有这么多不同的天使不同的环境一步一步的带领我能够生命完全的转化来仰望他来经历他的真实。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。